Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. Tell us a little bit about how local news is getting to the most rural areas of the state.
Most of us take for granted that we have easy access to local, state, national, and global news. It's usually right at our fingertips. We can pick up a paper, go online, check the TV, turn on the radio, social media. But in some rural corners of our state, this may not always be the case.
Tell us a little more about that.
Well, just west of San Angelo, you'll find Irion County, with a population of 1,600 good folks. They've always struggled to have a local newspaper. As they made attempts to have one, they couldn't seem to find an ongoing and profitable delivery method. Many times, news about what was happening in the local community was just spread by word of mouth. That was until tax assessor Joyce Gray led the charge to establish the Irion County Newsletter as part of a community-wide project back in 99.
How often is this newsletter published now?
Well, with a team of volunteers, donated paper, a rented copier, the monthly newsletter is now a collection of local events, announcements, minutes from the commissioner's court, school board meetings, as well as reports from the sheriff, county judge, and of course the tax assessor's office. County deputies actually deliver it to businesses and churches while they're out in the community.
Is it growing?
With businesses buying ads, sponsors, and lots of hard work, the newsletter has grown from 20 pages to more than 50 pages. That's pretty cool, Tony. It's a great way for the community to stay in the know of what's happening in their local area.
And in this day of electronics and social media and everything, printed newsletters are getting to be few and far between.
There's nothing like the good old hometown newspaper, Tony. I love it.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.